And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Today's show, you're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath, and I'll be here with you for the next hour, playing some kirtan, chanting, mantra music, things pertaining to devotional, transformational culture. The first track today is going to be by Shubda Mughal, from the release that she did with Business Class Refugees and Usularaka, entitled No Stranger Here. And the track is called Above All Else. This contains poetry that is based on writings of the Saint Kabir, who wrote a lot of devotional poetry in the 15th century from India. He was a weaver by trade, but also a great mystic and devotee. He wrote all kinds of stuff which got later included in some of the Sikh work, influenced many different people, also was drawing from many different traditions. This piece, I can give you the translation of what you're about to hear. It's about a 10-minute piece, and the meaning: O Kareem, I offer all I have to your sovereignty for the many marvels of diversity you create from the same dust. Kareem is another name for, it's one of the names of Allah. It means the generous one. Water studs in the middle of the sky, an upturned ocean, you created radiance, moon and stars, all manner of men, the most wise and the ordinary. Priest and the scholars, none can unravel your mysteries. Seeking to unravel your mysteries, they turn mad, drunk. Kabir says, after having thought over this deeply, O God, you alone are the one friend I have in the world. So, this is originally by, as I was saying, written by great Saint Kabir, and sung by Shubda Mughal here in this track, Above All Else. I hope you're doing good. We're going to get right into this, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes time, 11 minutes time. You'll listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you.
बहुत भांति yaru hamara.
We're back. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That was Shubha Mughal with Shubha Mughal with Business Class Refugees, and a album also consisting of work by Ursula Rucker entitled No Stranger Here, released last year. That track was entitled Above All Else, and featured poetry originally written by the great Saint Kabir, who was from India and alive in the 15th century ish 15th, 16th century. Some things about Kabir that I came across, which I thought might be nice to read out. This part here I will read. According to Kabir, all life is an interplay of two spiritual principles. One is the personal soul, or Jivatma, and the other is God, or Paramatma. It is Kabir's view that salvation is the process of bringing these two divine principles into union. The incorporation of much of his verse in Sikh scripture, and the fact that Kabir was a predecessor of Guru Nanak, have led some Western scholars to mistakenly describe him as a forerunner of Sikhism. His greatest work is the Bijak, or the Seedling, an idea of the fundamental one. This collection of poems elucidates Kabir's universal view of spirituality through his vocabulary. Though his vocabulary is replete with Hindu spiritual concepts such as Brahman, karma, and reincarnation, he vehemently opposed dogmas both in Hinduism and in Islam. His Hindi was a vernacular, straightforward kind, much like his philosophies. He often advocated leaving aside the Quran and Vedas and simply following the simple, natural way to oneness in God. He believed in the Vedantic concept of Atman, but unlike early Orthodox Vedantins, he spurned the Hindu societal caste system and Murti Pujam, or idol worship, showing clear belief in both Bhakti and Sufi ideas. The major part of Kabir's work as a Bhagat was collected by the fifth Sikh guru, Guru Arjan Dev, and incorporated into the Sikh scripture, Guru Granth Sahib. So a little bit of an idea of who Kabir was. Another piece I just wanted to add. Kabir and his followers named his poetic output as Bani's utterances. These include songs as above and couplets called variously Dohe Shaloka or Saki. The latter term, meaning witness, better indicates the use that Kabir and his followers envisioned for these poems as direct evidence of the truth. Saki is meant to be memorized. Saki is meant to be invoke the highest truth. As such, memorizing, reciting, and thus pondering over these utterances constitutes for Kabir and his followers a path to spiritual awakening. The first track of the next set is going to be from a Mwali release. Her release, Yoga release, Rhythms and Improv. And the track that I'm going to play is Om Peme Jugne, which features the vocal stylings of Hamid Drake, somebody who is, I guess, known as an American jazz drummer, percussionist. The mantra has been chanted in here, Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum. But also, you're going to hear different things included as well. Some chants to Mar or to the Divine Mother at the end. Also, specifically, some chants to Kali Mar and to Sarasvati. So there's sort of a whole movement of different moods and mantras in this piece, which is clocking in at around about 10 minutes or so. I don't know if we're going to get through the whole thing. We may just hear the first half of it. But we're going to get rolling on that right now, just to try and squeeze in as much as possible. From Morley, Om Pema Jungne, featuring Hamid Drake. Hope you're doing good. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
is love, is love. We are back. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So that pretty much caps off the show. We got one more piece to play. We heard from last track was Dub Sutra, and from their release entitled The Rise of Down Tempo, Essentia, and that was mixed with, we also heard in there some mantras to Durga Devi that were being chanted by Trita Sinha, and rough translation of those verses that we heard. Namaste Saranye Shivesan Nukampe, Namaste Jagad Vapike Visvarupe. This is coming from the Sri Durga Apadudaraka Stotram. So, offering to the Divine Mother salutations to she who is the refuge, who is peaceful and merciful. Salutations to her who pervades everywhere and who is the form of the universe. Salutations to her whose lotus feet are worshipped by the universe, and salutations to her who saves the universe with a request, please protect me, O Maa Durga. And yeah, that was from recited by Trita Sinha. Also in there we heard the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra being chanted by Elan Chester. From his Bhakti release from 1999. Pretty well-known singer these days, Elan Chester. And also we have in that set... Well, we started things off with Morley, but I have a feeling that we heard something else in there. I don't want to miss. Oh yeah, a track by Sylvia Nakash and Christopher Eichmann from their really interesting and wonderful release entitled Medicine Melodies, and that track was entitled Monk Invocation. Started things off with Morley and Om Pema Jungne, which was featuring Hamid Drake, and actually yeah, he was drumming and also singing on that track. I did find that out in the course of that set. I wasn't sure about that, but he was also chanting as well as doing the percussion for that piece, really beautiful piece. Also, yeah, so this track that I'm going to play is by DubFX, aka Benjamin Stanford, from Melbourne, Australia originally. He's a street performer and a recording artist, and this track entitled One was featured on the compilation for the Bloom series, which is a series of documentary films put together that are covering the various festivals, transformational festivals that are happening around the world the past few years, becoming larger and more elaborate and more beautiful, and attracting a lot of people to such things as yoga and meditation and higher principles for themselves and for others, caring, sharing, raising consciousness, and being conscious So this is a really amazing series of documentaries put together by my good friend Jeet K. Lung. You might want to check out online, go to, I'm not sure of the site actually offhand, but if you Google Bloom, B-L-U-O-O-M, Bloom Transformational Festivals, then you will find the necessary links to check that out. Well worth having a look at. This is a track that the Bloom compilation, which you can also find on Bandcamp, a really nice collection of offerings from various people. Some wonderful music on there. Thanks for tuning in today, and we'll be back next week for another installment of Mantra here on CATL 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can go to mantraradio.co and check out the website and listen to all the previous shows. And take care of yourselves till next week. See you then. Namaste. Here's DubFX with One. We'll be right back.
We have always been one.